Welcome back to the Garden with Joy and Holly radio show. Question and answer time. If you've got a question, send it on over to gardentalkradio@gmail.com. We will get an answer to you. If you'd like to talk with us, you can do that by giving us a call toll-free coast to coast, 1-800-927-SHOW, 1-800-927-SHOW. If you want some numbers on that, that's 1-800-927-7469. Now, Holly, let's see what we can get through to the top of the hour.
Okay, so they want to know, how do I keep birds from eating my strawberries?
Well, there is items called bird netting in which you can drape over said strawberries to reduce the amount of bird activity getting on them.
Right, you can use the bird netting.
That's really the best option. We've never had, when we had the big strawberry patch, if we lost strawberries, we didn't know it. But that would be the best option. Is even if you don't want to drape it over, you can put fence post and create like a little cage with that bird netting. You can get bird netting of any size, but that will reduce the birds getting into your strawberry patch and more for you.
That seems to be the best solution.
Yes. What is the purpose? You continue to talk about using whole grain cornmeal around the base of your tomato plants. What does that do?
And does it have to be whole grain? So yes, it has to be whole grain.
It has to be yellow for whatever reason.
It has to be yellow whole grain, and you might have to go to an organic food store or even look online, but an organic food store will have it. Our local groceries, like regular grocery store, doesn't have whole grain unless it was sold out and I just couldn't find it. But
everything's sold out nowadays.
Who knows anymore? So, but I do find it at the organic food store. So the whole grain cornmeal has this beneficial fungi in it called Trichoderma. And what happens is that we have good and bad things in our soil, and early blight is something that lives in your soil no matter what. And then when it splashes on the leaves of your tomato plants, that's what causes the issue. So the Trichoderma in that whole grain yellow cornmeal helps prevent that early blight. It helps, I don't know.
It's fight like, it.
Fight it, essentially. So what you do is you take it, you put it on the base of the plant, just a handful at the time of planting, and then probably about, 68 weeks later?
5 to 6 weeks later.
5 to 6 weeks later.
As you're continuing to trim the bottom of the tomato 68 inches up and reducing the potential splash-up, in addition to using mulch, you're putting this whole grain cornmeal on the soil, then the mulch. But at that period of 5 to 6 weeks later, you can just drape the cornmeal on top of the mulch, and it'll work its way down in the soil, or you can move the mulch back, whichever you prefer.
Right. So that is the solution there.
And it reduces it doesn't eliminate. It reduces tremendously the early blight that is getting on your plants. Now, this is not something that we made up. Master Gardener Bob Webster out of Austin, Texas, we found this trick about 2014 or so, been doing it ever since. And our tomatoes are as green and as lush at the time of frost as they were the day we put them in the ground. Typically, early blight, it progressively works at the plant. Your leaves all fall off. And then you don't have any leaves, but you have full, stems and fruit on the plant, and the plant's dead, basically. But this works tremendously.
Right. So Jenny wrote in. She said that last year on her carrots, she got what she thought was carrot rust fly larva. And that's what she thinks it looks like. She forgot to take pictures. Her mom said it could possibly be a fungus.
And she's listening to the show via podcast out of Iowa, so we appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you, Jenny. But she didn't have pictures for us. She lives in Iowa. She wasn't sure. She said she did some research. She couldn't find anything about this in Iowa. I've never heard of it really in Wisconsin. But I feel like as the climate kind of changes and things change and pests move around and things like that, it could be a thing. So, or it could become a problem. So the thing is that if you can determine if the carrot rust fly is going to arrive. Typically, you will do this in May. You will take these yellow sticky traps and put them near your carrots. And then when it catches this fly, you'll know.
And the other thing, when you thin your carrots out, don't pull up the carrots that you're thinning. Simply cut the tops off. This will reduce the fragrance of carrot in the air and reduce the potential of those flies coming in and finding your carrots and doing damage to them. This is a big problem over in the UK.
So, yeah. So if you feel you have this carrot fly, you can plant your carrots a little bit later. Or
fall carrots.
You can do fall carrots.
Yeah, it's 60, 70 days. You got them going. And the coolness of it will actually benefit the carrots.
Or you can do succession planting.
Right.
So, like, say you plant 1 week and the carrot rust fly larva happens. If you planted like every week after that, it may only attack like those one plants, but not the other ones.
The sacrificial plants.
Right.
Yeah.
For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.